Welcome back to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. I'm the mumbling Chuck Berry. My co-host is Don Big Daddy Pegath.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Hey, Don, it looks like we may have a caller on the line. We're going to go to the phone. Who do we got tonight?
Hey, how you doing, Doc?
Oh, my goodness. It's our Kentucky Bill.
Yeehaw.
How are you, buddy? Are you obeying all the laws? We were ranting a little bit. I hope we didn't step on your toes or anything. Well, we were just talking about deer season a little bit, and you know what? As much as you've traveled the woods and the countryside, we talked earlier about the Bigfoot convention that's going to be at Salt Fork next May. Have you ever seen the mysterious man of Ohio, or the Bigfoot, or the Sasquatch?
Grassman?
I mean, you and Irma, you guys have been in the woods probably more than anybody I know.
No, I didn't see him, but I seen his wife, and she's about the same size.
Is she about the same size? Okay. Okay. Well, yeah, that had to be interesting.
I never seen that grass man either.
No. They say
you believe in that?
Well, you that's a great question. It's a stumper, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is a jumper. Yeah. So how did Thanksgiving go? What was on the menu for Thanksgiving at the...
We had some possum stew.
I saw that.
Some turnip greens.
Okay.
Some black-eyed peas and corn.
All right. Sounds like a good, healthy meal.
Yeah, it was. I went out deer hunting today.
How'd you do?
I'm not too bad. I didn't get anything.
Okay.
But I went out there. I put one of them blind turtles up.
Oh, yeah, you like those, don't you?
Well, yeah, I went out there to check it.
Yeah?
I didn't see nothing.
You didn't see nothing?
The blind turtle didn't.
I'm not sure we're talking about the same thing, but...
I got a blind turtle.
Okay.
He can't see nothing.
He can't see nothing. So that didn't help you at all, did it?
No, he didn't help me nothing. But I do have one. I got to go get it tomorrow.
A deer?
Yeah.
Okay.
I dug a great big pit, and it fell in there. Now I got to figure out how I'm going to get it out of there.
He might be a little upset when you get there.
Well, yeah, he's not looking too happy.
Well, I'm not sure that's completely on the agenda of legal hunting status.
Then I heard you talking about checking in deer.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like you. I hope they go back to the old way of checking them in.
Yeah.
Well, this way they're doing it now, how many honest people out there?
I know Don and I know you, so that's, I mean.
I see, you got so many people out there, they're going to go out there and get to the deer and they ain't going to tag it in.
Well, Don's got a good point. Maybe it's a buck that you didn't want to shoot, but you... Maybe you thought he was a little bigger than he was, so your tag in method says it was a doe.
That's right.
So.
I don't want to get into that government crap. You know.
Yeah.
I don't understand that stuff.
Right. We understand that.
How's your Thanksgiving go?
It was awesome. Had family in and got to cuddle with the new granddaughter and had a good time.
That's good. I sent you that recipe for that possum. Did you get it?
We did get that.
Yeah, that's a good recipe. That's my granddaddy's recipe.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see if Sarah can't get that on the website and share that with everybody.
Yeah, if you need a fresh possum, I've seen a couple of them down there on 22. I can pick them up tomorrow.
I think we're good. We got a few in the freezer.
Well, okay. These here just got little tire marks on, but you can scrape them off.
Yeah, you can scrape that part off. You skin them anyways, right, Kentucky?
That's right. Yeah.
All righty.
I try to throw in and see how everything's going and I'll talk at you later.
Well, we appreciate it, buddy. You stay safe out there, and make sure you get Irma a good meal.
Okay, Irma's eating good now. I got the feed cat corner right now.
There you go.
Okay. You all have a good evening. Yeah.
You too. Thanks we'll see for you, calling Bill. In, Bill.
Bye-bye.
Our own Kentucky Bill calls in, and
He puts his 2 cents worth in.
Puts his 2 cents worth in.
Yeah.
He liked the old tagging system, too.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm just surprised that Sarah hasn't really picked up on that possum stew stuff there and made a pot.
Oh, yeah. I think she should. I really think she should.
Well, yeah.
I mean, how are we going to know how good it is? That I think the part that's holding her up is if you notice how Bill cooks it, it's outside, big cast iron skillet deal. You know what I mean? Over an open fire. So that might be holding her up. You know, it just could be. Just could be. So anyways, so we were talking about fines earlier. Deer season's here, and you've kind of got a deer report for us so far.
Sure.
Yeah, you want to talk about that
a
little bit?
Well, the first one I'm going to give you is for archery season, and it's as of November 21st. Coshocton County comes in first with 2,439, and keep in mind, this is archery season as of November 21st. This isn't the first day, and I got a report for the first day also. Licking County comes in number two at 1,948. Tuscarora comes in 1,882. Ashtabula, 1,769. Muskingum County comes in number five at 1,713. Knox County, 1,590. Holmes County with 1,576. Guernsey at 1,533. Trumbull County at 1,470, and 10th place is Adams County at 1,344 for a total of 67,291 deer checked in for archery seasons up to November 21st. Fayette County is still low on totem pole with 138. So that's your archery season. And last week we did have a youth hunt thing there. Chuck, you want to?
It said during last year's youth hunt gun season, it was 5,930. Is that right? Or is that the previous year? Oh, here it is. Last year, this year checked in was 4,958 statewide during the weekend of the 2 day youth hunt season. And during that youth hunt season, the kids, they were allowed to pursue deer with a legal shotgun, muzzleloader, handgun, or a specified straight-walled cartridge rifle. So that's what they were allowed to use. Gives a lot of kids a great opportunity to go out with not as much pressure on them.
Right.
And what I mean by pressure is, let's face it, yesterday and today, you probably can tell where neighboring hunters are.
Yes.
Not necessarily during during the week for youth season is that the case. It's not
as crowded.
Not as crowded. So there's not as many people on the highway. So anyways, they also have a youth season that's available for small game, wild turkey, and waterfowl. And those all have their own respected seasons. But great opportunity for the kids to get out. So the previous year, we're down about 1,000 over the previous year.
Yeah.
If you look at it that way.
Yipper.
So, but congratulations, because, you know, I get to hear from some of those kids, and boy, are they excited.
Yeah. Pleasure on their face, isn't there?
It is. It's yeah. nice. It's
yeah,
really
I was
nice.
Talked to a young man yesterday that got one that was his first deer in 8 years, and he was happy. He said, "Well, I had a long dry spell." And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Yeah, I haven't got one in quite some time." He said, kind of went downhill, though. The first one I got, I think he said, was 11-point buck.
Wow.
And this one was a baldy, but so that's the way it goes.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes you know, when you start at the top, it's a long way to the bottom.
Well,
and you fall quick.
You know, a couple years ago, I think the Bunning Boy got it like a 14 or 16 point buck. And of course, his dad let me know, and I stopped by, and I just said, you know, that may be the best you'll ever do.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to bust your bubble here, but wow.
Yeah.
That's a monster right off the bat. So
yeah, it is.
You know? Yep. So, anyways. So the fish, so the deer report for the last couple of days, a little bit of numbers there. Or you
for
got...
the first day, they got first day out this year. 22,366 deer were taken the first day, and last year it was only 18,776. The top counties, top 10 counties is number one, Coshocton, with 924, up from 767 last year. Number two is Ashtabula County with 821, up from 701. Muskingum came in third with 780, up from 696. Tuscarawas County, 768, up from 645. Knox County, 705, up from 651. Guernsey County come in sixth place, 657, up from 592. Holmes County, 648, up from 542. Licking County come in number eight, 577, up from 463. Carroll County came in 575, up from 480. And Harrison County had 497, and last year they had 529. Cuyahoga is up even. They got 15 this year instead of 8 last year.
Wow, almost so, doubled their numbers.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, it's 22,366 deer were harvested. So, you know, beans it's up that much, the all the reports of the chronic wasting diseases and everything makes you wonder whether it would have been even a better year or whether it just didn't really affect it at all.
Well, and they're not really going to know that till the end. Obviously, some of those carcasses are not going to really be reported till,
yeah,
you know, we get through hunting season here, because, you know, people will find them then. And then some folks find them, actually farmers find them right before they start to till.
Yeah.
So they'll you know, occasionally that a report or two will come in from there. Hey, when I stopped at a place that you and I are friends with today, she handed me a book called Hunting in Ohio. And I would say, well, let's just give you the time period. Governor of the state of Ohio was James Rhodes at the time. And the Ohio Department of Natural Resources director was Fred Moore. So this was
name doesn't ring a bell.
This is a while Rhodes back. Now, does. I will say this. On the Wildlife Council, Kenneth Wall, he was one of the instructors when I was a little guy at Coonskin Cat Brigade. But in this book, we're talking about deer report, they were given trophy counts. I've got to figure out what year this is. The top, basically, they're doing the top five deer in typical and non-typical in Ohio taken that year. And it gives the – here's how they do it. Like the top typical was scored at 183.8, and it tells the guy's name and where he's from and what county he shot the animal in, took the animal in. And
going to do that much this –
Now, the top non-typical back then, this has got to be the 60s. I mean,
yeah,
we can figure that out. But 235, 4 4/8. And this gentleman was from Rock Creek, Ohio, and he shot it in Ashtabula. The top counties back then were Harrison, Trumbull, and Ashtabula were some of the big counties for deer. Jefferson and Jackson had some good show stuff of it. Hawking County was one of the top ones. It's odd, though, that you see all these counties and you see, okay, where did the person was there? They were from Woodsfield or Columbus or Westerville or Columbus or Steubenville. I mean, people traveled a good ways to go hunting, even here in the state of Ohio. And there was other funny things in here. I know you saw something that there was no closed season on
skunk, weasel, and groundhog.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Woodchuck.
Yeah. So, and they had a whole summer section.
And there was no open season on wild turkey.
Yeah. Wasn't that weird?
Yeah. So that's an old book.
Yeah.
So, speaking of wild turkey, that season is over as of November 26th. So That's done. And also, Bob White quail is done. So, but you still have time to go out and get squirrel till the 31st of January. And ruffed grouse, 31st of January. Cottontail rabbit, still till February 28th. Ringneck pheasant and chucker is done on January 14th. Fox, raccoon, skunk, opossum, and weasel, January 31st.
There you go.
So, and of course, talk to a couple people that still do not realize that there is a season on crow. Crow season is from, it's only on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So you have, you can only shoot them then legally. And it closes on March 3rd of 2018 and will open back up on June 1st, 2018. So, yes, there is a season on crow.
Gotcha. Well, folks, we're going to take a break and pay a few bills. You're listening to Southeast Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.